Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How are you tonight?
Fine.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. I want you to introduce yourself, Mr. Smith, please.
Yes, my name is Mr. Smith. I'm the father of Jason Smith, and he was murdered June 6, 2011, in Eros, Louisiana, by the Ku Klux Klan.
Okay. Okay. Good evening, Mr. Brian. I'm sorry, I wasn't ignoring you.
Good evening, Salida.
Okay, Mr. Smith. Now, would you like to explain why did you come to the conclusion that your son was murdered?
By his eye being crushed in, as everybody can see on YouTube, and the way his face is marked up, and then on his arm, the fingernail marks that they failed to mention in the autopsy report, and things like that. You know, it's like, you know, a father know his kids. Like I stated before, you know, and you don't know what your kids will and will not do.
Exactly. Okay. Now, what was he doing? Okay, tell us, kind of start from the beginning up into this happened for us to get us the whole picture of the story.
Well, basically, you know, I graduated my other kids and stuff like that. That's before this happened, you know, and... You know, we went to their graduation. You know, everything was cool, and it was just me and him left at the house like that. Like, I'm pretty sick, you know. And so, you know, we carried on as we usually carry on, as if the other ones was there, but it just was just quiet around the house. And he needed company, basically, because it wasn't nothing for a kid to do. You know, out there in the middle of the country. There wasn't no kids for him to play with or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he started coming in, telling me he bored. I played a video game with him, things like that. And I came to California to get him some new clothes because I wanted him, you know, out the school clothes thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted him to wear street clothes like that. And when I came out here, I had to turn around because my auntie had died, my mother's sister. So I turned around, and he was over these white people's house. When I got back, I didn't even get a chance to shop or nothing, you know. You know, he was over to these white people's house. I told him to get in the car. I told him, don't come back over here. These white people do not like you. They racist. I mean, you can tell by their demeanor and how they look at you. You know, you can tell when somebody hating. You feel me? Like that. So I explained it to him. He told me that one of the boys with his friend, I said, these white folks ain't your friends. Stay away from there or I'm going to beat your butt. Let me hear you go over there again. Like that, and he promised he wasn't going to go over there. I know my son. If he said he ain't going to go, he ain't going to go. And I don't know how he got over there the first time because it's 5 miles away from our house. You know, like
hey,
that.
Mr. Smith,
the school bus.
Mr. Smith, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to interrupt you for 1 second. I have to
yes,
take
ma'am.
Care of this. Just hold on, okay? I'm going to put you on hold for just a second, but you're going to still be there. Okay, Ms. Connor?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry, I just seen you popped up on here. I apologize. Okay.
No, maybe I called a little too late.
No,
the show had already started.
That's fine. Just go ahead and say what you need to say. I'm giving you that platform. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Catherine Connor, and wasn't that the 21st that – Mary and I was on your show?
Yeah, I think it was the 21st. Yes.
But I'm just calling in to clear up a few things about that show. I made a mistake when I said that I pled guilty when I went for my arraignment from the I guess you would say the incident where I was wrongfully convicted. I did not plead guilty. I pled not guilty. And I just wanted to clear that up. And also I wanted to clear up that I said my son was convicted April the 21st, but it was April the 24th.
Okay.
And
okay.
That's it.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for calling in and clearing that up.
And I want to thank you for allowing me to do so.
Sure. And when this is over with, you can listen to it again to make sure it went in there, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Mr. Smith?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. That was one of the ladies that were wrongfully convicted, and we had to clear up something for her.
Well, that's a lot of that going down that way down.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
I've seen it with my own eyes. So, she ain't lying. But anyway, like the school bus supposed to pick him up and drop him off. That's his only way out of there unless somebody snatched him up. You know, because he ain't never, like, been up the road or nothing since we lived out there. Never, ever been out the yard, really, unless the car coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, or unless he walk in the trash around the corner. That's the way we had to do, walk the trash around the corner. Unless he walk in the trash with his brothers and sisters or something like that, he don't come out the yard.
Mm-hmm.
He never been out the yard other than them two times.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the way I raised them. And anybody know me out there know that's the way I raised my kids. Because I didn't want them caught up in the gang thing and the drug thing and all that. That's why I moved to the country. Because when you're in the inner city, you know what I'm saying, your kid's liable to get into anything. But I didn't think nothing like that would happen.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Tulita?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello? Okay. Mr. Smith, this is Brian. What you need to do is kind of like your video. Most of our listeners out there don't know what we're talking about. They don't know what happened to your son.
Okay,
they don't know
you
need to
back up
to where you are in Louisiana and tell us what happened to your son and what they say happened and what you know the difference is. Kind of like the video.
They're saying that it was a boating accident.
Well, tell us where your son is dead. People don't know your son is even dead. So let's know
they
how
don't know
old
my
your
son,
son
is
was.
Dead because they covered it up. That's why.
Yeah, well, how old was your son?
He was 14 years old. It's a reenactment of the Emmett Till murder. I'm putting it out there just like that. You know, and that's the way I'm coming. You know, I'm a parent. I'm a single parent. I raise my kids to the best of my abilities, and I'm a black man. That's what makes it so cold, raising his kids. And now I know how a mother feel. You know your kids because you be around them every second of the day.
Right.
When they had that commercial, do you know where your kids are? During that time I was raising my kids, I knew exactly where they was.
Yeah, we always know where our kids at. We're not be asking that question.
And the only time he came up missing is them two times.
You said he
one,
was missing twice?
The bus shouldn't have dropped him off over there. The bus should have dropped him off back in front of the house where the bus supposed to drop him off at. Y'all know that back in the South.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me ask you something. Wait a minute. So did you talk to the bus driver?
Everybody covered it up. Everybody, you know, and then, like, when I tried to get somewhere, you know, they had the sheriffs, like, blocking things off, talking about they trying to protect these peoples and all this. Man, I'm trying to find out what's happening with my baby. Y'all took every right that a father got, you know, over his child. They did everything without my permission.
Okay.
You know, they did an autopsy without my permission and going to call it an accident. First, they suspected foul play. That's what they tell me. That's why they got to do the autopsy. It's standard Louisiana law.
They
need to change their
foul. first they suspected foul play. Where were you when you heard that your son was dead?
I just got in the door from California, and that next morning me and my mom was going to go shopping. It's the same thing. I had to turn back around. I didn't get a chance to unpack. When they told me my baby was dead, I got on the first thing smoking out of here. Man, I was a mess.
So you were in California. You heard your son was dead. And it happened in Eros, Louisiana.
Eros, Jackson Parish, yes, sir.
Where we have a known heavy underground. Wait a minute, hold up.
You said Jackson Parish?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's north of us.
Okay. In Clinton, right? Jackson and Clinton.
Eros.
Right?
Eros.
Well, wait a minute. Hold up. So, Miss Connor.
Yes.
Aren't you in that same area?
I think he's in another parish.
You said Jackson Parish. So
I'm in East Feliciana Parish.
Okay. She in South Louisiana. I think Jackson, I'm near Jackson, Louisiana.
But that's a
Jackson
town.
Parish.
So he's,
yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I think that's up closer to the Ruston area, if I'm not mistaken.
Closer to Monroe.
Right.
Monroe
and Grambling. Right.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Over there
right.
Close to between them.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
I'm
what
sorry.
That happened then.
Man. Okay. So you said you came home to you went home to California, right?
Yeah, to get him some clothes. Because like when me and him go out and like we get ready to go out to eat or something like that, because, I probably don't feel like fixing nothing or something like that, so I taught him how to cook, little stuff he like, and then we'll go out, but he still have his school uniform because he didn't have no street clothes.
Exactly.
See, California got some tight street clothes, and, out there, they ain't got no tight street clothes. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, I understand.
Because a lot of people, like, when I come from California with my clothes, they'll have me to come back when I make a trip and buy them some stuff from out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And take back down there because it's cheaper, it's reasonable, and it look good.
Yeah. So I wanted him to look good
when he rolling with me.
Okay. So you're saying, okay, once you came back, you came home, you went to home to California, you get a call, and then you had to come back to Louisiana.
Yeah, for the second time. That's when my son got murdered.
Okay.
See, the last time I had seen him, I hugged him and I kissed him, told him I loved him, and me and my mom got back on the bus to California, coming from her sister's funeral. And as soon as we got back to California, here I am going back to claim my son's body. When I got to his body, he didn't even have no insides inside his body. Nothing.
They cleaned
him out like a catfish.
What?
I swear to God. And then they stuffed my baby up with towels. And then they didn't sew him back up. I had to make them sew him up a day before the funeral.
Oh, my God.
That's how I know it was
towels
in him.
What was their explanation for his organs? What did they tell you when you questioned them?
They didn't know where his organs was.
Oh my God. They didn't know where his organ was.
He ain't got no organs. Oh. That's why I want him dug up.
Y'all know what I'm thinking?
What?
You know, these people are selling people's organs now.
They're selling them. Oh my God.
He ain't got no body parts up in that grave.
But, I mean, it makes you wonder.
Now, tell me this, Mr. Smith. You found out that your son didn't have any organs. You found out they stuffed his...
I walked in there and sent him on... Who you think took the pictures?
You took the pictures of yourself, and then they stuffed his cavity with towels.
No, look. When I walked in, me and my son and his girlfriend, to claim my son's body, that's when I first got in town. Old boy brought him out, and he was wide open with nothing inside him.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
He pulled him out, and I seen my son wide open, and he didn't have no nothing. Not a thing. Not a lung, not a kidney, not no intestines, no nothing, not a heart, nothing.
Did the police come to you?
What a horrible
thing. The sheriff denied having something to do with this case and put it all on wildlife, game, and fisheries, which, you know, they supposed to handle the case and all that. If you seen the police report right along with the autopsy report, that's all you got to do is write in your eyes. I mean, read it, and you're going to know. Somebody supposed to got arrested for this because the statement was conflicting.
Mr. Smith, now, you saying that your son died, was actually murdered, but they saying killed, but actually murdered in Jackson Parish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never heard, I live in Louisiana, Salida lives in Louisiana, and Miss Connor lives in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of the wildlife and fisheries taking over a human murder case.
Look, check this out. That's the way they played it. You feel me? Now, therefore, as in, you know, how they do it down there, I know where my rights is being violated and things like that, and I know a lie when I hear it. When that sheriff told me my boy was drinking energy drinks, I knew he was lying right then.
Man.
See what I'm saying? Where he going to get the money? And then who going to sell a kid some energy drinks? They was like trying to make it seem like he hyped out and he killed himself.
Now explain to us, for those who don't know, Mr. Smith, they said your son drowned, and explain to us in the woods, explain to us what he thought about snakes and water.
Man, he was scared of water, and he was scared of snakes and stuff like that. That's why he didn't go nowhere. He knew the dangers of the South. He just didn't know the dangers of the human beings in the South. You know what I'm saying? Well, I can't even call them human beings. They murdering kids back there.
So your child was murdered in a secluded area in the woods in the lake. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, sir.
And you're saying that your son didn't swim. He was scared.
Never had been in a pool in his life.
He was scared of creepy crawling things like snakes and a bug.
All that stuff wouldn't go near. The first thing he would have told him, boy, there might be some snakes or something up in there. I ain't getting in that water.
Now let's also go back. Your son was also raised
in
California, right?
Pardon me?
He was raised up in the city, right?
Yeah, he was raised up in the city part. But
so
when he came to Louisiana,
so
I think when he came to Louisiana, he wasn't nothing but about 4.
Okay.
Because he did preschool out there.
Okay. So what we're talking about is a boy that was scared of the water, scared of animals, that wouldn't have dared ventured out into the woods because of a natural fear, and now all of a sudden he dies in that same element?
Exactly.
Now tell us about where you found his tennis shoes. Who had his tennis shoes?
No, the boy kept his tennis shoes. See, they called me and they gonna try to describe some shoes to me. And me and my son had just did my auntie yard, and I went and bought him some shoes because we called his mama to see could she get them, you know, like that. But she said she didn't have no money, so I got out my sick bed and me and him went over my auntie's house, and we cleaned up the yard. And I went and bought him some brand new Converse, high tops, gray and white, like that. And the boy kept his shoes. See,
now
I had a problem with that boy before. He took his brand new Jordans.
Who is the boy? Tell us about the boy's daddy. Who is the boy?
Oh, the boy named Ronald King Jr.
And his daddy is who?
Johnny King.
Who was the son of the FBI agent?
That was Stacy Roper. John Roper is the FBI agent. And Stacy Roper is the son, nephew, something like that. I know he kin to that Roper. When he came to the house, he's supposed to have been the FBI agent. But when I called back, they said they ain't even heard of the man.
What?
So,
yes, ma'am.
So now you said something about, we talked earlier, you mentioned something about an FBI agent's son had something belonging to your son?
No, the FBI agent's son, like, his statement, like when they give you your Miranda rights and they make you write the statement out of what happened and everything like that. Okay, now everybody's statement is there and things like that, but they give me his Miranda rights, but they pull the statement.
They wouldn't give you a statement.
They wouldn't give me his statement. But they gave me everybody else's statement, and their statements is conflicting with each other. And like my lawyer said, somebody's supposed to have been arrested. See, I got a lawyer out here. She said she can only push me to Louisiana and get somebody to take over for me in Louisiana that'll help me out with this here case like that.
So,
she said she'll take me so far like that, which she done, and I appreciate her. You know, when I hear back from the other dude or whoever she got, like that, you know. But I just want people to know I ain't scared of the Klan, and I'm letting the Klan know anything Confederate, I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you with your own laws. Straight up.
So Ms. Smith, what you're telling us basically is that, also before I ask you this, what happened to you when you and your son was chased, right?
Yeah, by a sheriff car in a old school, like one of them old trucks that they used to chase black people with back in the days with the Klan.
Uh huh.
Them old school trucks.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of them. I guess it was souped up or something. But see, that lack had pull on them, and I made it to the next little old county. And they buried off. They, you know, went on their way. He didn't have no siren lights or nothing on. And then they had their lights off, everything.
So you guys got chased to the parish line.
Yeah, and they turned off.
Yeah, that's what they did. They got close to the line. Yeah, they knew where to stop.
Yeah, you know, and then when we went to Shudrick, we came on back up 80 and went to Grambling. And I stayed over my sister-in-law house, and they took us to the bus stop that next following morning.
To get out of town.
Yeah, you know.
So what
we came down here, and I started pushing this case.
So the point I'm trying to make is that you basically had to get out of town because you were putting the heat on the low-down, dirty, nasty, it's a whole lot of other words I could call, people that murdered your son, and that's actually now those are helping to cover it up.
Yeah.
All these are the people that we're dealing with here in the United States, especially here in Louisiana. And
okay.
Just like.
Oh, that's right.
Go ahead.
I want somebody to answer this question. Now, everybody know a private autopsy, you're supposed to pay for that.
Yeah, a private one, yes. Yeah.
A private autopsy, why would they give my baby a private autopsy? I didn't pay for it. I didn't have the money for that.
So it wasn't the coroner that did the autopsy?
The same man that owned the mortuary is the coroner that know the families.
Yep. I believe it. Now, my problem with this is listening to you. My problem is, why in the world did they do an autopsy on him, period, until a parent or somebody that was part of the family was in presence? They shouldn't have touched him.
I told them, do not touch my baby until I get there. I'm going to tell you the man exact words. When I told him that, I said, don't touch my baby until I get there. He tell me, Mr. Smith, it's Louisiana law that if we suspect foul play, we have to do an autopsy immediately. I said, please don't test my baby till I get there. I'm leaving right now.
Hmm.
And he repeated himself. And I just said, I'll just see when I get home. And when I got home, my baby didn't have no insides.
Man.
That's before the Lord Jesus Christ. Hope he strike me dead right now.
I never heard of nothing.
But wait a minute, even if they had to take his insides out, why didn't they put him back in? That's the point I'm trying to make.
I couldn't tell you that.
I would have played the fool. I would have played the role with you. I would have went on and did a secret autopsy, but I would put everything back like it was or somewhere because you ain't going to know exactly where everything at. So
I guess that brother wanted me to see what was jumping off with my baby. Because he told me not to use the pictures, but, you know, being a parent, you're going to use every piece of ammunition you got to prove your son or your daughter got murdered.
Well, if he said they suspect foul play, there was a key right there.
Okay, when they suspected foul play, and after they cleaned him out and took away what they were going to take away from and everything like that, when they called it a boating accident. You feel me?
Okay,
they took all the evidence of, you know, whatever they took out of him, because I know they beat my baby bad. If his eye crushed in like that, they beat my baby bad.
Yeah, that
they
don't
couldn't
come
explain
from
all that. And like I told the corner man, your findings ain't correct with my findings because I looked at my son's body up and down. Or what was left, what they gave me back.
Oh, my
God. See, they took that right from me to tell them what they can and cannot do with my child. No matter if he no longer on this earth, he's still mine until I put his remains in the ground.
Now, let me ask you something. What did they say they did with his insides? What did they
That's
tell
what
you
I
that
want
you
to
couldn't find them. The old boy
gonna
tell me where I sent them with him. And then they said they didn't send them with them. That's one of them kind of situations.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they did my baby bad. And see, you can tell when a person died and he's fighting for his life, his knuckles going to stay folded in like a fist.
You know,
all day long. And that's the way his hands is in his casket right now. They couldn't even straighten his body out. He was sitting in that water so long. He sitting there from 1:30 that afternoon to 9 o'clock. That's when they pulled him out that night.
Oh my God!
That's how long his body was back there.
Man,
they called the police at 8 o'clock.
Was it a very big lake?
No boat.
Pardon me?
Excuse me. Go ahead.
Was it a very big lake?
Like on the video, it looked like a big lake, but when you walk up in there, it's very small.
So that means it shouldn't have took that long. The reason I question that is, I suspected it shouldn't have took that long, especially if it was a small lake.
Oh, see, they planted the evidence. If you see the boat, you can plainly see the boat that they said my son drowned in. It's not a speck of water in that boat.
What?
Look at the video.
Okay, this is
where's the video?
It's on YouTube.
I mean, look at the video. I'm putting it all out there for the world.
Give us the name of the videos, Mr. Smith, so we'll have, so the people that's listening can go to YouTube and view your videos that's been done so far on your son.
Okay, let me give a briefcase real quick.
Has this
been going on?
I think it's
I've been very, very business-wise with this situation, and it gave me a whole outlook on the world. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, I ain't going to say all white folks is bad and hateful and all this and go out there killing kids in the name of the Klan. I'm just saying the Klan is bad. I don't want them to get it twisted. I ain't coming after all you white folks. I'm just coming at the ones posting that Confederate flag and got them, got them beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm tired of our people sitting back, you know, shaking their hand, yes, sir, this and that and this, and all the time, you knowing in your heart, this white person can't stand you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And excuse me for my friends, but that's called kissing ass.
Yep. You're right.
And I'm tired of
my people
going through that. We shouldn't have to go through that. If you're going to be our friend, be our friend. If you're not going to be our friend, leave us the hell alone.
Hey, I got a question for you, Mr. Smith. Okay, you said 1:30 this happened. They didn't get his body till 9? Okay, this is my question. This is my question. When did anybody report him missing?
They reported him missing at 8 o'clock that night. See how long his body been there?
Wait a minute, hold up. Why that late at night? Why to 8 o'clock?
My son called me, Daddy, Jason ain't here. I told him, man, you better go get my baby. When they called me back, they told me my baby was dead. Then I got the facts from a person. Thank you, person, if you listening out there. And Eros is also white.
Mm-hmm.
Told me everything.
Mm.
And it's a female.
Mm. So what she, can you talk about what she told you?
Well,
not
I can
all quote
the some
I
of the stuff. I don't want her to, you know, get herself in trouble. I even had a police
yeah.
officer tell me about, you know, that town and about them people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Then he left. He
oh,
quit the force. He used to pick my son up for football practice.
Uh-huh.
You know, he used to bring him home from school. He said he sit up in my house a long time and talked to the whole family.
Wow.
And he cried. He cut off his little walkie-talkie thing. You know they don't supposed to cut them off.
Yep, that's true.
He sit up in there and told us the whole thing.
Okay.
Just like that.
So, okay. He was missing from 1 to 8.
Yes, when he supposed
right?
to been at school.
This was on a school day?
Yes. And
nobody
going to summer school.
Oh, and nobody paid attention to him being missing out of school?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man, this clock gets thicker and thicker.
So wait a minute, hold up.
That's
I know
I was
you got
the school bus. All these years, the school bus pick them up in front, directly in front of the house, and when they get mm-hmm. from school, it drop them off directly in front of the house. How could they get him?
So you saying, okay, so if the school bus was supposed to let him off in front of the house, what made the school bus not do what he normally does?
I really don't know. I can't even really answer that.
So you got a list of people that you can sue.
I'm
not trying to sound like you sue hungry, but start.
No, I want that place. I want that place where they killed my baby turned into a memorial park in his honor and his name. That's all I want. And I want these people brought to justice.
Now, who do you think did it?
I know who did it. I know exactly who did it. Ronald King, with the help of his father. Okay, because he called from their house at 10:45. And he called a friend. And the only thing he said is, "Vaquita, it's me. Bye." Now, who going to leave a message like that? And then when he said bye, you can hear him ready to cry.
Ooh. Now, how old is this boy?
He's about 18,
19. Ooh.
Somewhere
okay.
up in there now.
So, well, he shouldn't have been playing around your son anyway. Your son
was
14.
Man, them kids was way bigger than my son.
Man.
All them boys was big. They stand over me.
So they attacked him.
They had to.
You said his
Wait,
eyes
it started
stuff?
In the King house.
Okay,
I know that for
okay.
a fact.
Okay, okay.
You know, because I traced everything back down.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I know what happened then. See, they don't mention Michael Poole, but Michael Poole was there because he told me the whole story. I'm not stupid.
Now,
now I
Michael
can put
Poole?
Him out there. I
now
want everybody to know Michael Poole. The police did not question him.
Man.
I know he
now,
changed clothes and came back to the scene of the crime standing there.
Okay, now, who's Michael Poole? Was it one of the little boys he was playing with?
One of the boys. They wasn't little, trust me, ma'am. They is not little.
Okay.
Them boys out of school.
So those are grown men.
You might as well say. And the King boy had already been in jail anyway because he had stuck his fingers in a 6-year-old little black girl until she bled on the bus. And
the only thing
they did is kick the boy off the bus. They didn't arrest him.
Oh, my God.
I
ain't heard from that black family no more.
Man.
But the detective then came and questioned Jason about it, and I told Jason to tell the truth, and he went ahead and told him the truth.
Okay, so you know what? That might have been it.
My baby.
That's what might have been why.
That might have made him a target.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, you know, and I questioned the school system.
Because somebody told that he told. Somebody told
probably one
told.
Of the detectives or something.
Yep, yep. And they
you know, I'm
him.
Looking at it like that, too. They came to my house in their little suits and all that, asking him questions. And during this time, I was with his mom. And we told him to tell the truth and everything like that. And he told the truth.
And you know what? When they was interrogating
that boy.
And they
went in until my son and them got out of school and all that. You know kids going to be edgy when they graduate. They're going to want to get out there and party or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All the things they missed out on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was that strict father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you come in, do your homework, get your school clothes, and after you finish that, you know, you can play a little video game, eat, do whatever. You know, you eat, do whatever, thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I raised them. On the weekends, do what y'all got to do, have fun, whatever. And that's the way it was. Now, I let them come loose on the weekend, but on weekdays, it's all about school.
Okay,
it's
so
all about,
what?
It's all about doing your clothes. It's all about doing your clothes and stuff like that with me as a father.
Okay, let me ask you this. Now, so far, what's going on with the case now? Is it still open or they closed it? What's going on with
it
now?
Yeah, closed it, and I'm finna reopen it.
Oh,
they
closed
wrote
it
as
said
an
accidental
drowning?
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you talked to any organization or sought any help from anybody else with this case?
Well, when I got to California, the Black Panthers, better known as the New Black Panther Party, Black Riders, they came forth. Now, I wouldn't even got this story out there without the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my General Taco, because I joined the Black Riders. I believe in what they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Equality. Tired of these white folks killing us and killing our kids. Sending them to prison on bucked up charges.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
And then the crime don't even fit the time.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you steal a candy bar, that's 10 years. Damn, I was hungry, man. I'm supposed to sit out here and starve? I get 10 years for getting a candy bar?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I seen some ridiculous stuff down there. I seen where they was two-sided. See, and I questioned the school board because they sent my kids' books, they history books.
Mm-hmm.
They got three black men hanging on a tree. You don't bring this in my house? What about Crispus Attucks, Harriet Tubman, Dr. Charles Drew, George Washington Carver, all these people, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, the list go on that they can know about history. But you said them, as soon as I open up the book, I see three black men hanging from a tree.
Where did you see that at?
In the history book. That's what they're teaching these kids. We'll hang you, nigga. You don't do what we say. We owned it, you.
But those who may have just been tuning in.
Well, the United States, y'all ain't owning jack with Jason Smith's daddy, because he coming for you.
Ms. Smith, could you tell those for who may just be tuning in, again, where this happened at, what state this happened in, and the parish and the city, so they'll know.
Sure.
Some people may just don't know.
Eros, E-R-O-S, Louisiana. Eros, Louisiana, Jackson Parish.
And for those who may wonder where that is, that's close to Grambling State University.
So I'm letting y'all know, pack y'all guns, y'all go through there, because them white folks ain't playing. So I'm letting them know I ain't playing either.
Now,
and watch our babies. Please watch our babies. Please, I'm begging y'all out there.
Mr. Smith, let me ask you this. Okay, you're close to Grambling. Do Grambling have a law?
I was close to the Monroe.
Monroe,
yeah. I was closer to Monroe than Grambling.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Brian, don't Grambling have a law? Don't they have law there?
I really
Grambling
didn't tell you that. Therefore, they're not black lawyers. They few. And then those that got think they white.
Okay, hold up, hold up. I'm saying, are there law students at Grambling State University is what I'm saying.
I wouldn't know that.
No. They have pre-law class, but they don't have law students.
If they got it down there like that, you know, because like the only time I stepped on campus is to check my kids in, and Grambling refused them because I wouldn't cut their hair.
Now, Southern has the law school.
Southern has the law school.
I know Louisiana Tech got one. I know that.
A law what?
That's where all the rich white boys go.
No, no, we're talking about Southern. Southern is an all-black college.
And it has a law school.
That's why we asked it.
No, he mentioned Louisiana Tech, actually. That's what he's saying, Louisiana Tech.
Oh, I don't know. That's up there right by Grambling.
That's right.
Yeah.
Louisiana Tech is in Ruston, and Grambling is right next to it.
He might have better luck.
Yep.
Yeah, but all of them, I mean, they got doctors that won't even touch you down there. They'll just give you the medicine, what you have for. As long as they don't have to touch that black skin, you good.
And my son went to school at Grambling, and he echoed a lot of sentiments on how racist it is in that area. He's down in Baton Rouge now. And he said, Daddy, he said, it's crazy up here. He said, these people are shame. He said, it's just in your face. And he just told me that just last year.
Don't you know them people still calling them people boss? Yes, boss. Come on, man. I'm like, yo, deputy, what's up? Let me get a couple of cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? I'm like that. They said boss. Man, you don't say boss, you're going to get in trouble. Man, you got, excuse me, you know, got me messed up on that. You know what I'm saying? I don't abide by them kind of rules because Cali don't teach us that.
Excuse me, Mrs. Smith?
Yes, ma'am?
What's the name of your video? I want to look at it.
Let me get that paper. Just had it. What did I do with that paper? Wait a minute. Okay. Okay, here we go. Jason Smith, murdered by KKK.
Okay,
and then the other one is KKK murdered teen Jason Smith, 2012. But he was murdered June 6, 2011. That was 3 days before my birthday.
Okay, it's all coming
up. I buried him on Father's Day.
Wow. Man. That's terrible.
I'm serious in a heart attack. They did all that to my baby, and I had to put him down in the ground on Father's Day, and then the next day y'all threw up the Confederate flag.
And Ms. Smith, you also, we're looking for anybody that could possibly give you some legal help in this in Louisiana.
Yes,
Any attorney listening.
Can I say this? Because we do got them. Long as y'all ain't no Uncle Tom lawyers, I'm down with y'all. I just want justice for my baby. But there's a lot of lawyers out there, and I don't need them messing with this.
Exactly. Mr. Smith, you guys, we have somebody on the line. Let's see who this is, okay? Just 1 second. Hello? Welcome to the show.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Hi, Samantha. This is Roz from Judicial Justice. How are you?
How's everything going?
I'm doing fine. I've been listening to your show. I didn't get the beginning. I wanted to ask Mr. Smith a question. I understand that your son's organs were missing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I wanted to ask you this because there was a show that was done, a few radio shows, and there's a video out. The name of the guy's name is Dr. T. West. He did an article on missing organs. there seems to be a problem within the black community where a lot of young African males are ending up so-called missing, and they're rushed to the morgue and their organs are stolen for profit.
Oh, my God.
This is a serious problem that is not being mentioned in the media or anywhere else. I could go into a little further detail, but
I, go into it,
this subject is so hot that I would become a target.
Well, look, make me the target.
This
want them to come rushing me. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I'm the one got the problem here. I sure
want to
hear some more about that.
This is the question that I want to ask. Was your son on drugs or alcohol?
No, ma'am. Nothing.
Okay, because
no tobacco,
according
no
to,
nothing. Clean,
according
fresh.
To Dick Gregory, Dick Gregory also exposed this because many people believe that Trayvon Martin's organs were stolen.
What?
Yeah, that
yes,
was
heard
said.
That
You're
too.
Right, Roz. It was
yes.
said.
I met Trayvon Martin people and I met Oscar Grant people.
This is what I love Dick Gregory. He's amazing. But this is what Dick Gregory says. When a person has their autopsy, they're sewn up from the head all the way down. When a relative comes to see them, they assume that those marks are there due to an autopsy. However, no one questions if their organs are still inside. The reason why I asked you if your son had ever been on drugs or alcohol is because I work in the medical field, and I used to work for the medical examiner's office at one time. And
yes, ma'am.
I know this for a fact, that when it comes to organ donations, they want to receive, first of all, young organs, and the less drugs and alcohol that can be found or detected in the system, the better the organs. So my next question to you is there any way that you can absolutely get your son's body exhumed?
I'm trying my best.
So what are they telling you can't? Why are they telling you you can't?
Huh?
They're taking money. They need money.
They're taking up the time for, you know, his body to just totally deteriorate.
Okay, let me ask you
this. I've been on this
how
for a whole year.
How much, okay, how much does it cost to have him exhumed? What's the price?
They wouldn't tell me that. I didn't even know it costed any.
I'm not sure if there is a price for it.
Let me get this paper out of my thing. I'll tell y'all who I talked to, the name of them and everything like that. I got their paperwork right here with my son thing. I don't throw nothing away.
You have
I talked
to
the FBI.
Body exemption.
Everybody.
Say that again,
who is this court to? This is the U.S. Department of Justice. Okay. They supposed to be the main people. The U.S. Attorney's Office. The NAACP.
Oh, please.
please again.
yeah, that's what I said. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I was just reaching out for everything that I could think of that would help me out with my son.
Well, this part I do know, there's no amount, there's no cost or price tag that you can put on having a body exhumed. It must, you must have written permission.
Yes, ma'am.
And a just cause in order to have the body exhumed. But you do
because
have a just cause.
Because it's hard to know he was murdered. That's
right,
that's
exactly. The case is closed. Once it reopens, I would get a lawyer and have a lawyer write up. I'm not a lawyer, but I would have him write up a request to have the body exhumed because your lawsuit just might be bigger than you expect.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I didn't want to hold up your time.
I'm glad
great
you did.
Show.
I really
I'm
am.
I'm
going to
hang
know,
up and eat my dinner.
really?
It was very.
Ross, thank you for stopping in.
You're welcome.
You're
welcome.
You,
have a great night. And Mr. Smith, you are
yes,
in
ma'am.
My thoughts and prayers.
Thank you.
God
thank
bless you.
You.
Goodbye.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
It's going to give you fresher breath.
Okay. Okay. how do we say this now? Okay, for those of you who are listening in, we're talking to Mr. Bruce Smith out of California. On June 6, 2011, his 14-year-old son, Jason, was murdered in the little town of Eros, Louisiana. The problem is there's a lot of inconsistencies in the story, and he's basically trying to find an answer and trying to find the key people that he can talk to get the answer. And it's hard, and it's hard because we're not in the same areas. And see, if we would have known anything about this, me and Brian, for sure, we would have been down there to try to find out what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Because our black boys, come on. I mean, and then the idea that they're covering it up, which is typical of them.
That's what they put in the paper, teen drowned in pond. They didn't say nothing but that. Hmm. And that would really start me off because that teen had a name.
Yes.
And he had brothers and sisters, a father and a mother that loved him, even though we wasn't together. But one thing that his mother do know, that I would have protected him with my life. I would trade places with him in a second right now this day if I can. I ask God to give him back every day. I know that ain't happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming to grips with that part, but sometimes I break out like that because I miss him just that much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard as hell. You know, that's why I want a lot of brothers like, you know, y'all say y'all ain't the baby daddy, man, be the baby daddy. They need guidance. Straight up. Mm-hmm. Don't throw them out there like that.
Okay, let me ask you this. I'm going back to the school. I'm sorry for cutting you off. I'm going back to the school bus. The school bus driver, explain that to me.
I can't explain it. Only thing I know how I sent my kids out for all them years and how they came back all them years. Now, if that school bus did pick him up and drop him off, the school is in trouble, period, because that school, everybody knows, supposed to drop you off where they pick you up.
Well, especially if they have no permission to drop him off anywhere but other home at home.
Other than home.
So he was wrong. You didn't give them written permission to take him anywhere else but home.
Look, them people knew the routine. I've done that routine for years on in and years on out until they graduated.
So you think, let me ask you this, do you think, conspiracy theory me, that the bus driver knew about the idea that he went to that he had a conversation with the detective?
I suspect a lot of foul play with the police department, the coroner's report. I mean, like my lawyer said, somebody's supposed to been arrested because of conflicting statements. You know, somebody's supposed to already been arrested for the crime, and nobody was arrested. They just went back home and went to sleep in their little beds while mine lay in the ground, messed up like that.
Okay, now, I have another question, too. Now, okay, have you talked to, like, NBC? Now, they have a, ABC has the 48 hours.
That.
What'd they tell you?
They would not do the story. I'm going, why not? I mean, it's a story. Y'all do stories about dogs and cats. Come on now. This is a child that was murdered by the Klan.
It wasn't a white kid. They'll do
it
a story
a
about
white
a white
child.
Kid.
That's what it was. It's
yeah.
a white
all
kid.
I called all the news stations, all that stuff.
Man, did you talk to, let me think. I know you didn't
talk
to
I called America Most Wanted. That's
America
how desperate
Most
I was.
What did they tell you?
They don't do them type of cases. They only catch the fugitives. Like that. But I was like, well, Steve Wash, well, he had a son. He was murdered like my son. He was about
sure
the same age as my son, so he would want to understand it. He would want to put that on his show just to put it out there.
So you didn't directly talk to him?
No, I talked to one of his...
Producers
or something.
But, I mean, that's true. You're right. It's the same thing. What would be so different? Because he's a black child. That's why we're not getting the whole point to this. It's a black child.
It's the same thing I was told by Jim another day. He's walking his dog. He said, you know, when I walk down here by myself, I was in traffic. I had to wait for a while before I could get across the street. But as soon as I walk my dog, they'll stop in the middle of the street and let me cross the street. I mean, they put animals above us. And it shows a blatant disrespect, a blatant hatred for black people here in America. People have to know that it's live and well. It's live and well. And Ms. Smith, your son is a prime example of what's been happening to our children.
For years.
Everybody know about the Trayvon Martin is one in a million cases that goes on every day with our children,
that's
and
ignored.
One out of 1 million gets to hit the street. But every time a little white kid comes up missing, every time a little a white child does anything or something pops up where they need, they pull the whole world out for that one little child.
That kind of pissed me off when, excuse me, I hope nobody get offended for this, but when our president got up there and talked about that little white girl, but hell, I couldn't get two words into him about my son. And what's going on? We talking about the Ku Klux Klan. The hatefulest people in America, period. They're worse than the skinheads.
Hey, Brian.
One of the hateful. Yes, ma'am.
Brian.
Excuse me.
You remember the young boy who hung himself? They claim he hung himself, and they said that wasn't true here in Pineville? Remember that?
Right.
Yes, they said he hung himself in a tree. What do a boy? What would he know about hanging himself? He was dating a white girl. He was dating a white girl.
Just like the guy over in Mississippi, they claim he hung himself, but you're gonna take a bill, you're gonna put yourself off whatever he did. I'm not saying I can't remember what it was, but you're gonna take something. He say it was no way the way it went down that he hung himself. You know, we're being murdered wholesale.
Yeah,
all over the United States, especially here in the South. And it's been going on for eons of time. And it's this time, like Ms. Smith said, it's time we put our foot down. And I am pleading for some legal mind that has a common cause to help and is not scared to buck the system to contact. Ms. Smith, do you have any kind of way someone can contact you?
Yeah, they can call me at area code 310-638-7494. That's my mother's phone, and she can get all messages to me.
Give that number one more time. Give that number one more time so we can give that. We'll do it before we end in the interview.
Yeah, we got plenty of time. We got another whole hour.
Okay.
Oh, we do? That's cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like,
I just want to get your number again.
310-638-7494.
Okay.
Hey, let me ask you something. Did you talk to Nancy Grace?
No, ma'am.
Nancy Grace would be somebody that you could think about talking to. An HLN?
HLN?
Yeah.
You got a number?
Is that connected to CNN?
Yeah, that's CNN.
CNN? I can get that number. I can get that number. I'll give it a shot. Nancy Grace?
Grace.
She's in California, isn't she?
No, I think she's there in New York, I think. No, Atlanta is CNN. That's Atlanta.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
That's
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
You're right.
She's a lawyer. Well, she's not she got her show now, but she was a lawyer at the time. You
Is
can
that
just
Grace? What's her last name?
Grace, Nancy Grace.
Grace. Oh, Grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a black guy. Let me tell you something. It's another, and he's had a show on TV. It just started coming on. It's an African-American guy who does the civil rights. He goes back to the mysteries of the civil rights and stuff.
I think I've seen that.
Well, he would be a good person to talk to, too.
Yeah, I'm going to try. That's what I'm doing
but
now.
But I don't know what his name is.
Is he the one? excuse me, is he the one that was doing the film? He was the filmmaker?
Yes.
No, I'm the one in the film.
Huh?
No, Mr. Smith. She's talking about the guy we're trying to talk about. She's not talking about
name.
Okay. Talking about the guy.
Well, his name is Keith Beauchamp, something like that.
Yeah. He has a funny name. He has a Louisiana name.
Well, here we say Beauchamp, but he said, if this is the same guy, it's spelled the same way, but he said Beauchamp.
Beauchamp.
Beauchamp
is the last name. Keith Beauchamp?
Yeah,
Beauchamp.
Well,
that's how they say it.
Okay, well,
Beauchamp.
Yeah.
That's him.
If you're on Facebook, you can friend him on Facebook.
Okay. I can friend him on Facebook.
Yeah.
I can't see. Come here.
That's the only way.
I don't know. I'm old school, you know what I'm saying?
So am I.
When they brought this new stuff, it got me puzzled. I just barely learned how to use a cell phone. I'm keeping it real. The only thing I can play is cell phone. That's it.
But he's on
Facebook. I've been sent a message by Roz that Nancy Grace does not broadcast African Americans. She said send him to Randy. Press TV could speak on the issue. So
Randy?
Yeah, she sent. Hold on a minute. I think so. Let's see. Please pass this on the video to Mr. Smith. Trayvon Martin, something more. Send it to. It got some information she's sending me.
Okay.
But she's saying that, trying to read this while I'm talking. Nancy Grace does not broadcast African Americans. Send him to Randy. Press TV could speak on the issue. So she must be talking about Randy Short. But
that's not true about Nancy Grace, because she did the story about that young girl who they found. They thought they put her in the jail overnight, and then they found her dead. She did that story because I watched it.
What we want to say, Salida, is we can say that about all of them. They did very few black stories. That Nancy Grace included NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN. You know, the stories on black people are little to none when we compare the numbers. So I think that's more what she's saying. I would say the same thing. They don't do stories on us. They do just enough to say, I am equal. You know, I had some black friends. So same scenario. I think that's what she's saying. So, in other words, his chances of getting known, as she thinks, may be slim to none. You can still exhaust it like you did NAACP, even though you knew they were doing the thing. Exhaust it, you may luck up.
But I think for the most part.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you something, you guys. There's a little girl named Aaliyah Irvin. Anybody heard of her out of Topeka, Kansas?
No.
They said March the 13th, 2012, they found her body. She was a second grader. She was an African-American young baby. And they wind up burying her March 16th. They never said what happened to her. She came up missing. Yeah.
That's it?
Yep.
Mm.
Oh, my son said she was raped.
She was raped?
Yes.
A baby?
Man, they're doing everything now.
Yeah.
This world is going crazy. This world is going crazy, and people need to stop and take a look around themselves.
They getting worse.
I think
babies is dying, y'all out there.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with y'all? I got a responsibility for these babies.
Yes, we
want
do.
Him.
And I think what's happening out here is that what we see that we have nobody, well, I just won't say nobody, we have very few to little that are fighting the system. And those who fight the system are always labeled troublemakers, and the media and everything jumps on them.
Well, they want to know about Jason Smith's daddy. Jason Smith's daddy used to be a gang member. I've been in and out of jail, the same old black tail that everybody here. I ain't no saint, but my baby was.
Mm-hmm.
See, what I done in the past shouldn't fall on my son.
Mm-hmm.
Me and God, we got that deal together. Now, therefore, him and God, they clean. So no
okay.
man should be the judge if my son should live or die.
Mm-hmm.
Ross just sent me a new message. She's saying that Nancy refused to do a story on Trayvon Martin and Troy Davis, two of the biggest African-American stories in history. So I didn't see anything on about Trayvon Martin and Troy Davis, and both of those, we know, hit national media. She did nothing on either one of them, but she talked about the injustice. So this is something she sent me. So what she said, if you
okay.
can't get anything from those two.
Basically, she ain't gonna mess with the fire, the real fire. She just gonna mess with the lukewarm water.
That, well, actually, that other story wasn't lukewarm. It was real. What they did to her, that young lady, they let her loose in the middle of nowhere, and
nowhere,
they killed her.
And she wound up dead.
Yep. It was another story. The story died out.
And that, see, that ain't what I ain't finna let my son just die out and fade out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, after people get tired of hearing the same old thing every day, every day, every day, it die out. I'm trying to make black people rise up while they got a chance. We got a black president, make him recognize us poor people. We're here, and we deserve to live, and our kids deserve to live. And we shouldn't be scared of these white folks like this putting us in jail and all this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on now. These streets is crazy.
I want you to know, Bruce, that I'm getting hit after hit, that people are going to your YouTube video.
Yeah.
And they're looking at it. Mr. Silky just hit me and just sent it back to me and told me thanks for sharing. He's going to be sharing this video with his friends. And
That's what I was looking for. You know, I mean, black people, it is time for us to stand up. Don't y'all get tired of getting pulled over and you're getting checked for nothing? You don't even have to have nothing, even have to have a record, but they still pulling you over. And what they doing to our kids, especially our kids, and then what they teaching our kids in these schools.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Is you sure your child getting the proper education it deserves?
I'm not trying to educate them. I got a place in prison for them. What are you talking about? I don't need to educate them. I need them in prison.
You know, I'm just trying to, we got a chance to do something big and change things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious in a heart attack. We can change things and we can make these people listen.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't got no choice but to listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
And justice for Jason Smith, an innocent 14-year-old child murdered by the KKK. That's all you have to do is do background checks on them. They gonna come up clean. They family gonna come up clean. The best thing they could have did is come out with a computer. You can find anything in the world on a computer. Y'all don't know I ain't lying.
Mm-hmm.
These people is clean all day. This is for real.
Okay, so
we need a civil rights movement. We need a civil rights movement, and we need a boycott.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Boycott
yes.
for justice, and that's
you know what?
The only thing
we
I
need
think.
To be down in, go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the only thing I think will get their attention.
Yes.
Go down to Baton Rouge.
Huh?
Go down the back.
Yeah, because that's their main baseline. I want to hit them where it hurt.
Go to Baton Rouge.
I want these boys. See, look, if it was four black boys with one white boy, them black boys are already being jail, prosecuted, ready to get the needle in their arm.
Yep.
Right.
You're right.
And
these are four white boys.
Speaking of, with one black child.
And they walk in the street, y'all. Now, we supposed to be animals to these peoples. But the animals is really walking the streets. Can't y'all see that?
Yeah, you know, speaking of native law.
That's when justice become blind. That's why they call it blind justice, the lady with the blind foe.
Uh-huh.
There ain't nothing equal to that. When you let murderers go, a murderer is a murderer. Black, white, Chinese, Japanese, Mexican, I don't care. If you kill somebody, you's a murderer.
It's
period.
Bad. And it's bad. You have.
So why do they get a chance to walk the street? And you know they murderers.
That's just
that's
so
crazy.
True. That's so true.
And you doing these as known killers, murderers. Now, is it fair to all the other murderers that locked up that these murderers get to walk the street?
No.
See?
No.
Blind justice. It only favored them that it no. Now,
so
if you got a family that's dealing with justice, you're going to get your justice. But if you ain't got a family that's dealing with justice, you ain't getting jacked. If your people ain't a judge, lawyer, police, something like that, spoken to bad or something, you ain't getting nothing.
Hey, let me ask you something. What is the population down there in Eros? What's is it a lot of African-Americans or is it more white?
No, it's segregated. The white folks live on this side and the black folks live on the other side.
Wow.
Man.
And you know,
that's why I couldn't understand what he was doing on the white side.
Yeah. That's a question.
You know, black people don't go over there to play, do nothing. When you go over there, you're going to see just white folks playing with white folks and things like that. You ain't going to see a mixed color, but if you go in the store, you're going to see all them Klan, the Confederate flag and everything. They probably hanging that up. And I can't look at that no more. See, I'm going to go into a store, and I'm going to have a problem with that. I don't care if it's a Confederate lighter, let alone a rag or whatever. They gang banging.
That is
a
form of gang banging.
They flagging their colors.
Yeah, that's their colors.
Black people,
right.
It's time for us to bang back, man. We got to let these folks know we ain't scared of them. Mm-hmm. And we got a chance to do that. We can make a difference. We can change things if we stick together as a people. We can change anything. That's before the Lord, man.
But we got
to
come together.
I just need y'all to just come out there. I should be going back down that way sometime in October, and I'm going to keep everybody up on that when I'm going down there. I don't want them to know when I hit there.
Uh-huh.
I'd be a fool to let that out. But I am coming back down there. I can let them know it's in October sometime.
Let me ask you a question. Have you talked to the sheriff of that parish?
Yes, sir.
And do you remember the sheriff's name?
I got it right here in my files. Let me see. Let me cut this light on. I got everything on everybody.
And what did
the sheriff
tell you?
We closing the case, and that's just it. We ruling as an accidental drowning. You know, he got real snotty with me on it, too. Yeah, he got real snotty on me with it. It's a trip when you powerless, you behind enemy lines, and you can't do what your body telling you to do, what you mentally and physically want to do, but you know you outnumbered, and you got to get this story out. And you got to say your other babies and things like that.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Now, where's the rest of your children at?
My daughter, she's safe. My other son, they all safe. I don't want to put their whereabouts out there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
You know, because if I put their whereabouts out there, I ain't worried about them now because they some scrappers. I taught them right. You know what I'm saying? That's how I know. My baby, he went out fighting.
Mm-hmm.
He had to be fighting back. You know, like that's why his hands balled up like that. You know?
So back again, you're saying that the sheriff basically was snotty with you
Yeah.
In other words, no concern that you had lost a loved one, that you have questions
None
that
had
been answered.
None of that.
It just don't matter to him. It was just another nigga.
Oh, they know. Like I called the coroner's office because, like I said, the coroner report is not, you know, with my findings on his body that I took pictures of and seen and everything is not in the coroner's report.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So when I call the coroner get off the phone with me after, you know, he get off the phone with me, I got the sheriff calling me.
Yeah,
don't call him no more. The case is closed.
Oh.
It was an accidental drowning. That's the way that went.
That's what he said. Don't call him. The sheriff, don't call him anymore. It was accidental drowning.
Don't call the coroner no more. It's an accidental drowning.
Blatant disrespect.
That's what we ruling it as, an accidental drowning. He got real snobby with it. And I just told him, you know, I use, you know, curse words, but y'all ain't heard the last of me. When he said my son was on energy drinks, I told him, you know, I cursed him out a little bit, you know, and let him know. Y'all mess with the wrong daddy.
Energy drinks are legal, so what was the deal on energy drinks?
They supposed to hype him up, and he got to just flipping around like a fish or something
and went down. Well, he had to drink almost a case of them, huh?
Come on, now. And see, anybody know, if a body drown, I mean the body drown now by water, that body going to stay afloat for a while. It ain't going to sink all the way to the bottom like that. Okay, now, you ain't nothing but a minute from your house. Why did it take all that time to let people know that the boy was back there if it was an accident? Look how many hours went by.
Well, how close were they to anybody's house?
1 minute, 2 minutes away. 1 or 2 minutes away. Right there where I'm showing on the video, the house.
Yeah.
And then them boys, they cutting through the woods.
Yeah.
That's how far they were from the house, a minute away. So what are he doing in there all them hours tonight? It's in their backyard.
Oh.
It's on their property. And it plainly stated in the statements that the boy went home. One of them went home, changed clothes, started watching TV. The other boy go home, he changed clothes, and his mama take him to a birthday party. But my baby's still back there.
Oh, my gosh. They knew he was back there.
Yeah, they knew he was back there. So why he doing all them hours from the daytime to the nighttime, and nobody ain't reporting it to the nighttime? And my sons ain't never been out at the door. None of my kids.
That seems to be a pattern because, like, even when Trayvon Martin came up missing, they knew he was missing the same evening, but yes, it was 3 days later before they told the parents anything.
Mm-hmm.
Parents called.
And they're doing this everywhere, people. They're doing this everywhere.
It's on the rise.
I just got a hit saying from Rob saying that the organ theft is the oldest secret told. Only recently, as 3 years, has this injustice been exposed. Organ theft is a multi-billion-dollar industry. The state of New Jersey is notorious for organ theft, and this is an international crime by the Jewish community. They thing that just came in to me and everything. So. We know organ theft is, we know it does go on. They claim it doesn't. We know it does because people will kill, murder for money. Why not steal organs for money? Come on. It makes good sense to me. If you'll murder for money, why you wouldn't steal organs for money also?
Hmm.
They do everything for money, anything for wealth.
In Aros, the race is the white is 84% and 11% black. So they know each other. Everybody know each other. Believe me, in that little town, they know each other. That's why the sheriff was able to call you as quick as he did when you got off the phone with the coroner. Because he already knew.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And they're all in cahoots together.
All of them. I'm looking for his number. I'm finding everybody's number except here, but I'm going to find that number. I want everybody. Oh, Sheriff, okay, I ain't got his name, but I got their numbers. If y'all want their number,
go ahead.
It's 318-259-9021.
259-9021. Say that again.
318 area code. Phone number 259-9021.
Gotcha.
Okay, they got another one. 318 area code 254-5290.
Okay.
That's the sheriff's.
Now, what about the coroner?
The coroner, I got him too. Let me look for him. He up here too with his daddy. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Okay, that's John, bro. Let me find you. I got his name and everything. Where you at? See, everything I just put down on paper, and I just keep it because I know I'm going to need it one day. It's FBI. I even called the district attorneys out there. Didn't get no help from them either.
What'd they tell you?
He was real snobby about it, too. He already knew about the case anyway.
Uh-huh. They had already got on the phone.
Yeah.
They had already got on the phone. That phone, no phones was ringing. I bet you if you pull all their records, if you have their records, if you get a court order to get to search all their records, I guarantee you everybody called each other right behind each other. I bet
oh,
you
yeah.
The time, and they all see if it was just an accidental death, there was need all those phone calls didn't need to be made.
Jason Bikita. Okay. Oh, his last phone
that
call
took,
was made at 10:09. That morning. That's what's on that paper. 10:09, that was his last voice I ever heard of my son. And that's from the killer's house.
What? What?
Yeah. So I got
all this morning from the killer's house?
They made him call from their house, their phone.
And what did it say? What did the voicemail say?
What my son said, he said, basically, like I said in the beginning, Bikita, it's me. Bye. Strangest phone call ever. When he said bye, you can hear his voice crack like he ready to cry.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You give
that's
me
before
chills
Lord
right
Jesus
now.
Christ. That's why I'm trying to get that recording.
Whoo.
Because you can hear him just getting ready to cry. You're about to break out. Just cry.
Oh, my God. So that means when that damn bus driver picked him up, that bus driver didn't take him to no damn school. That bus driver dropped him off over on the other side of town.
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly.
What that sounds like.
If the bus driver picked him up, or they kidnapped him, one of the two. That's the only way they were going to get him from in front of that house. That's insurance. Let's see. I ain't looked at this paperwork in a while.
And, you know, I've gotten another hit on that. And one thing is, from Roz is saying that that most of the problem that we're having, they have a missing children report. America has a national yellow alert system. African-American children and adults have never been implemented. A yellow alert is supposed to notify all television networks that a child is missing. Little black children are the biggest part of stolen organs, mainly because they never investigate the remains of their dearly beloved ones. And they've been kidnapped for sure. And, you know, like you said earlier, a lot of times it's stitched up and nobody knows what happened. What happened is over the autopsy with them. We don't know what's in them, though.
Mm-hmm.
We don't,
so
some people
say basically anything they want to say.
And they'll say, I don't want to see them. I don't want to see that. And that's just what they want to hear. You basically almost have to know somebody at the mortuary or the funeral home to kind of tell you what the deal was on it and everything. And if they in cahoots with them, you won't find out anything.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely that. Let me just get the autopsy report. All these papers is just making a mess right here. I just grabbed an autopsy report. I didn't want to have to put on my glasses, but I got to read. Let's see. He got his name on the autopsy report, so I'll get his name. Come here. Both of them stamped together. Okay. Let me get his name.
And see, you haven't talked to anybody since then, since all this happened? You've been kind of quiet. You ain't said nothing? You hadn't talked to
anybody? Well, I was on the radio station out here, you know, once, and I just did the videos, and then, you know, have people call, and I answer their phone calls, things like that, and, you know, they supposed to be down with me, they ready to march and all this type of stuff, which that's just fine. I'm on the phone,
that
Mom, I'm on
happen.
The phone.
That needs to happen in Arrow.
Yeah.
That's what it marching needs to
yeah,
take
that
place.
Needs some,
just
that's
like,
in
just
Arrow.
Just like in Gina, when they saw all them people come down. But you know, on Gina.
Okay. Report.
Those people were scared. People locked their doors. They didn't come outside.
This is 14 base flag.
They didn't know what to think.
Okay, I can't find his name on here. 106. And that's what
he shouldn't be hard to find.
Yeah, his name's supposed to be on that autopsy.
Frank J. Beretti. Was his name Frank J. Beretti, M.D., and for cystic pathologist, something like that, forensic pathologist?
Yeah.
That's what they say, Frank J. Peretti? Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
Frank J. Peretti.
And he's a coroner.
Yeah. He did all the work on my son.
He took out his organs?
He had to. He the only one had.
Yeah, he had to be.
Had handling of him from the crime scene all the way to his mortuary, all the way to Little Rock, Arkansas, all the way back to Ruston, Louisiana.
Okay,
that's the way he traveled.
Okay, hold up. Now, how did you know your son had towels inside him? How did you know that?
Because after they got him dressed, and world can believe me or not, after I got my baby dressed, I went in there to use the restroom, everything like that. And I'm just sitting there. And my baby came to me and just said, "Daddy, they ain't doing me right." So I get up, go in there, unbutton my son's coat, unbutton his shirt, and then the dude gonna call the other dude in. I told him, "Man, y'all just here to clean him up and all that. He's still mine. So you can call whoever you want." And I put my hand under there, and I touched his chest, and it was wide open, and I can feel the towel right there through his T-shirt, like that. And I looked at old boy, I started crying, and I told him, "Sew my baby up. What if it was y'all? What if it was y'all, baby?" So, I got the cursing, and I got the crying. And the next day at the funeral, when I checked him, he was sewed up.
So, wait a minute. Hold up. Did you lift up his T-shirt to see that he wasn't sewed up, or you just felt it?
Pardon me?
I said, did you lift up the T-shirt, or did you feel it through the T-shirt that he wasn't sewed up?
I felt it through the T-shirt. They didn't put no bag and no nothing over his body. He just bare-skinned it.
Oh, my God.
He didn't have no bag or nothing. You know how they put them body bags on you?
Yeah, I know what a body bag. I've seen them.
Yeah, he didn't
exactly
have none of that. He was just bare skinned it. Like if you would get up in the morning and slip on your bra, or I get up in the morning and put on my T-shirt, just like that.
Yeah.
That's like he was alive. And see, I lost another son, and I know they don't do bodies like that. And then they claim to embalm him. No. You didn't.
Okay.
They claim
so,
they did?
They claim they embalmed him, but he wasn't embalmed.
Oh,
his body,
so could,
his body was,
could pass,
it was they just did him wrong. It was too dark, too fast. And
was
all
it
that,
a black?
It looked like he just been out for weeks or something.
Was it a black funeral home that had him or a white funeral home?
White funeral home handled him first.
A white funeral
home? Why would he even be there? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Why would he be at a white funeral home?
That's what I'm saying.
Now well,
they didn't just take him straight to the black funeral home.
Know.
They took him to the white funeral home.
In Louisiana, we don't go to white funeral home. When you said he wasn't embalmed, I said, now wait a minute. Most time we stick together. Why wasn't he? Must not been at the black funeral home.
No, he wasn't at a black funeral home first. When I seen my son, he was at Paradise Funeral Home, and when they pulled him out, he didn't have no body parts in him, nothing like that.
Now, who did they call?
Paradise, yes.
Did they question
Paradise
you on
is
where
a black
they
march weary.
Huh?
Paradise is a black march weary. They the ones dressed him up and all that.
So
now,
did he go to the black funeral home or white funeral home first?
He went to the white funeral home first.
Now, let me ask you this.
From the crime scene, like, when they took his body, they took his body to that white funeral home first.
And they probably got the
organs. Then, whatever they did at that white funeral home, they shot him to Little Rock, Arkansas to make it all good. That's probably where they did their little private autopsy thing. Okay, they shoot him back to the black people. And when I come to the black people, I'm asking them, where's my baby body organs at? We don't know. They did not arrive with him. I called down there. We didn't do an autopsy on the Jason Smith.
What?
Like that. And so when I called Mr. Peretti, he said he done an autopsy on Jason Smith. I said, well, ain't you the funeral homeowner? Why is you doing autopsies on my son? Why wasn't nobody professional? But I guess you know how them little towns do.
Yeah, but he was supposed to do that.
Let me ask a question. Why was it a body in Louisiana sent to Arkansas?
I don't even know. They say they ship all bodies to Little Rock to get autopsy down.
All bodies to Little Rock?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
I never heard.
Louisiana,
heard of that.
Why would a parish government contract out to Little Rock, Arkansas? What they would keep it within the state to do an autopsy. Mm-hmm. It's very strange that they would send something within the state of Louisiana to another parish like Arkansas. I mean, another state like Arkansas.
Well, they'll get on the phone and tell you, yes, Jason Smith had a private autopsy,
and why wasn't it done a public autopsy?
I don't know. Because he didn't have no pants there. He did not have no pants there to sign no paper or nothing. The only thing I signed was the autopsy report they gave me and took it on with me because I knew it was crap. And I told him it was crap.
Now, what does the police report say? Does it say that they suspected foul play?
I can read it to you. I get it.
Because if they didn't have it in police report, they had no reason to do autopsy.
They got all kind of junk in here. Don't even make sense. They got all kind of junk in here.
How many reports do they have?
Let's see. We got Clayton. Something my glasses in. Ooh, I'm just so disorganized right now.
Okay, you guys, this is why I know, I'm going to tell you why I know there was no need for him to go to Arkansas. Let me explain to you. When I worked at the radio station, I was training Christoph's husband. She brought on there the forensic guy for our area. They take bodies to Shreveport because he was going to set up us a time we could go down there. He's an investigator, but he does the he looks at the bodies and do the, all that stuff. They're
right,
in Shreveport.
Right.
They send I'm looking at they send those pathology. They send them to Shreveport. There's no need for that body to go to Arkansas. I'm looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you said that, when you said that, that don't sound right.
That's what they told me.
Selita. Yeah,
hello? Did,
yeah,
I'm
uh-huh.
here.
Yeah, didn't you say somebody named Christoph?
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh, yes.
Do you know Candace?
Christoph is her name.
Do you
yeah,
know Candace?
That's who I'm talking about.
Candace Christoph?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay, that's my son's cousin.
Really? Yes. We worked at the 88.1 together. Matter of fact, I came in to train her husband on the board, on the radio board, so he could work it for her.
Uh-huh.
And that day that I was in there, the guy from Shreveport was there, and me and we were having a great conversation. And the crime scene, anything doing with crime scene, they go to Shreveport. I kind of figured, I said, that don't sound right.
It doesn't sound right to me either.
Yeah, it says right here, it says LSUHSC Shreveport is Louisiana Pathology Institution. So there's no need
now,
for him to go to Arkansas.
Now let's make a comparison here on the way these bodies are being held and what they're doing. I was just looking at some info that Roger sent me. Remember Whitney Houston, you know, they held her body for 14 hours.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit harder by... wasn't that Clyde Davis? And think
uh-huh.
about it. When Andy Griffin, was it Andy Griffin that died? They buried him the same day he died.
Hmm.
How are they holding somebody's body so long? And some people can be buried the same day they died.
Well, because you know why? No. Let me tell you something. The reason why white folks got to be buried earlier than
well,
we
no,
do
no,
because
no. It's
they
not,
turn,
I understand
right.
that. It's not the fact. It's not the fact. I'm not talking about. I know because they're going to turn back black. What I'm saying
yeah.
is they can go on as brown in a certain proper time, but by order, our bodies are being held for
yeah.
a certain time. So the question is, are they being held for what reason? What are they doing to hold them so long? Normally, when
mm-hmm.
you hold something, you got something you need to do to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we know even when they do autopsy, it don't take that long to do an autopsy. It may take long to get the results of the autopsy, but not the actual
mm-hmm.
autopsy itself, unless you got other reasons for holding the body. Like, it came out, Dick Gregory put out that Michael Jackson, I heard, and Rob put this, sent it to him, but I did hear Dick Gregory say this himself, that Michael Jackson was buried without a brain.
Yeah, I heard that too, that they took his brain.
Yeah, you know, so they actually, this thing is really about thinking about these people and his body being sent to Arkansas.
Yeah,
private,
it does.
And then what they call a private autopsy, probably more a private donor collector.
Mm.
That's what it sounds like to me. That's why I was sent out of the state of Louisiana into another state where things could be done. I bet it was a nice rural area in Arkansas, too, with some nice sophisticated equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think about it, you know, it doesn't make sense.
And see,
yeah.
another thing, too, that you said that, another thing, too, Mr. Smith, you have to understand, too, you don't have a spokesperson for you, which is very bad because a lot of stuff you might not comprehend the way that a person who knows what to comprehend and how to comprehend it.
Exactly.
So, believe it or not, they're thinking, this is how they're thinking, another dark, another dumb black Negro, excuse me, trying to investigate something. So you have to understand, they're looking at the way that you talk. They're looking at the way that you're asking your questions. They're looking at the way you're reacting to what they're telling you. You need a spokesperson, and I'm not saying that to put you down or anything. But
oh, I ain't worried about that. I know I'm from the street. You know what I'm saying? That, that,
yeah.
that, that's why I'm asking the streets to help me. You feel me?
Yes, exactly, exactly, you know? Exactly. So that's what you need, someone who knows exactly what to ask.
Salida, why don't we put that?
Excuse me. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, Salida, why don't we let him also, you know, before we get, I want to wait to the very end to what we're going to do at the end. Let him give that number again, also for those who may just tuned in. So somebody
yes.
may be truly interested in helping him.
With
yes.
my
yes.
phone number?
Yes.
Yeah, your
please.
Phone number.
Area code 310-638-7494.
7494. Okay. Now, could we can give that number out also?
Yes, ma'am. Sure.
Okay. I know you're saying it on the radio, but I'm just saying I want to make sure.
No, yes,
it
ma'am,
out
sure.
Otherwise.
I mean, you know, my mom get all messages to me.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So we definitely, I'm asking anybody that could possibly get it, Mr. Smith. I've been talking to him off and on. We've talked a few times on the phone just privately. And his thing is that he wants this thing exposed. He's looking for someone that's not scared of the system. He's looking
mm-hmm.
for someone that
yeah.
wants to do right. Because, you know, we have all, you know, I go back to say Salida and the rest of you guys that are on here. We have all these people standing up, like to say, you can be a good preacher and you can
yep.
speak the good old thing and not ruffle any feathers. You know, the
mm-hmm.
politicians and the powers that be are okay with you. But when you start standing up, talk against the evil and injustice that people, you'll find out if they can't make a villain out of you, they just won't give you any press. How many was the last
exactly.
time you seen Dick Gregory? When last time you seen Dick Gregory on the national TV? They don't
long
know.
Time.
You know that? You know what's that? When the last time you seen Minister Farrakhan on national TV? They don't show.
They don't.
When is the last time you seen anybody that stands up and fight for injustice, that don't care what the people say, they don't show them on national TV because they thought, and you remember, you used to see Dick Gregory. You used to see
yeah.
Mr. Farrakhan. You see those
mm-hmm.
folks because they thought they would make them look bad. But when they start finding out, they start backfiring on them. So they say, you know what? We got to cut them off. We can't give them no press. Because if we give them press, then more people are going to wake up. We just got to keep them silent. But those
yeah.
people who are standing up doing nothing, who they give them all the press in the world, all those people who say
mm-hmm.
they freedom fighting,
Al
fighting,
Sharpton,
they all,
Jesse
they all
Jackson,
on the TV. So notice the people that they put out there. Right. Notice
yeah.
the people they put out there in front of us, and the real
mm-hmm.
people that's behind us doing it, they won't let us see. So
mm-hmm.
I think, and like Bruce, but I never remember, Salida, you and I was talking. I think we
mm-hmm.
happened to run across Bruce's thing on YouTube, but we had never seen it, heard it. We right
yeah.
here in Louisiana.
And we right
we
here in Louisiana.
We less than 2 hours.
They ain't
going to
let y'all know. That's why I was
less
like.
Than two.
Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, we less than 2 hours from Arrows, and we heard nothing from
nothing
about
this.
It's like
I'm
here in Timbuktu.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that just show you how it's been hidden. It's been hidden from us. They don't want us to know. So we got to start using whatever means we can, Facebook, Twitter,
yeah.
YouTube. And YouTube,
yeah.
for example, did help start the word. And now I'm hoping that this thing goes more viral. And I know the great thing about Bruce, the great thing about it is you guys can look and see how many hits you've gotten on YouTube, how many people have actually viewed it. So I'm hoping that number goes up to somebody, mention, you know, looks at the calls and try to help you guys on this, because this thing is out of control, you know. And if somebody's
yeah.
going to, it's got to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want nobody to sit, because there's a lot of Jason Smiths out there, and they need investigating on not just my baby. It's like, you know, it's a lot of other babies out there need justice, too. And
mm-hmm.
this is the kickoff. It's time for people to stop being quiet out there and start talking up for this. I mean,
okay.
I ain't got that PhD degree crap or none of that stuff, but I do got sense enough to stand up for what I believe in and
yeah.
get justice for my baby.
Okay,
yep.
Bruce,
now, I
ain't going to let it ride.
Okay,
got a
I got another question.
Okay,
yeah, Salida,
hold on 1 second. It's really important. I just got a message sent to me and say they missed the number. Dr. Short is real interested in calling you on this issue. Hopefully he got the connection for you. They're asking you to give that number out again. Give it twice or give it slow.
310-638-7494. 7494.
One more time.
310-638-7494.
And that's Bruce Smith. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, Sylvia. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. That's fine. You got the connect. I'm fine. I forgot what I was gonna say. That quick.
I just want to make sure if someone want to help him, because you know I know Salita's always told me that we want to make sure we're trying to connect these people, and that thing is to put the word out so somebody can connect, because we got to network as a people. Don't you agree, Salita? We got to network.
Yes. And
we all don't know it. I know I don't know it, but we may know somebody who knows it.
Somebody who knows it. That's right.
Yeah. I'm going to let everybody know I ain't scared, because I will be returning to Louisiana. And
Carter,
I am not joking.
Miss Carter, are you still there?
I'm here.
When I come, it ain't going to be nothing nice.
Okay, Miss Carter.
Because I'm doing everything the right way. You know, the way the system say do things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on,
you see what I'm saying?
Hold on one second.
If the system fails me, I got to do what I do.
Yeah. Hold on one second, Ms. Smith. Go ahead, Salita.
Okay, Ms. Connor, this is what I would like for us to do. I would like for us to take your case and his case and put all of this together and make it one movement. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
that
ma'am.
Would be wonderful.
That would be so awesome. And
I'm
I
with
think
that.
What we have to do is we've got to find a way we can do like this again, do another, but we'll do a conference call with everybody together and start campaigning and getting people to stand behind. Get the story out. Once we get that story out, both of y'all stories completely out in the open, I think I know your dad, Coleman, Brian, I know your dad would love to do this story.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Oh yeah, we would, hopefully we can get it
out
in all of the papers.
I got the paperwork.
That's what
I got
was hoping for.
Huh?
I got a whole bunch of copies. We're talking about trying to get stored in the newspapers, the black press.
Oh.
Hopefully we can get it statewide. Yes. We then maybe could get it to go nationwide to the black newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For me, I was just hoping that I could reach the papers here, get, you know, someone to write the paper, simply because the district attorney, he's under a lot of fire now. You know, I mean, yes, I guess about a week ago, he's been throwing cases, like, for different people.
Oh.
He'll rename the case, like, this. A man broke a young man's jawbone, and I guess it would have been what, assault? Should have been, I don't know what.
Yes, assault.
Okay, well, he changed it to disturbing the peace. So this is the kind of stuff he does.
What?
He was,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, he taking kickbacks, dude.
The people like my son and me, well, we outcast, you know, because I wrote him up, and so I mean, he has asked to grind with me. He's taking that out on my son, but these are the kind of things that he do. And it's so obvious that he, you know, he's doing this. So he's on a lot of fire.
Where he need to be?
Huh?
That's where he need to be, under a lot of fire.
That's
what
I'm
saying.
At least you know the fire getting lit.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like Salita, what you were saying about writing something in the paper about Mr. Smith and me and you know, and just getting it out there, because like what happened with me and my son is kind of like hidden. I mean,
you know
what I'm saying?
And
these rural places, they do what they want, and you know, if they can
keep
it out of
the world, don't know.
Yeah, if they can keep it
they
out of the media
of
or whatever,
they're going to take
is.
All the kickbacks they want, do whatever they want. They worse than the
nobody's
drug dealers.
Nobody's paying attention to it. Nobody's paying attention.
I'm keeping it real. Yeah. Exactly. Nobody paying attention. They worse than the drug dealers, for real.
Yeah.
They deal with the drug dealers. Those who pay them off, they can sell dope all day to their people.
Well, Yes.
You know, I think it's crazy. We got to stop destroying ourselves like this.
That's true.
We the ones on the back burner now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now we got to, you know, fight to stay afloat. Because nobody ain't going to take us serious until we act. Every time we act, that's when they take us serious. Let's calm them down, give them what they want. This and that, this and that. You know, we might don't get exactly what we want, but we get what we want. You know, like that. You know,
so
but it starts by standing up. That's the only way we gonna know. That's why, like, if something happened to me, everybody gonna know who done it. Because that's the only people I got beef with, the Klan. I know they want to try to shut me up, but see, I'm hardcore. I'm gonna ride it to it don't ride no more. That's the type of person I am.
Mr. Smith.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Give me the name of those boys you were that were involved in this. You said it was four of them?
Clayton Sutton.
Okay.
Michael Poole.
Okay.
Ronald King.
Mm-hmm.
And Stacy Roper.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know Ronald King's dad has something to do with it too. Johnny King or brother, whoever that man is to him. I know he has something to do with my son's disappearance too, his murder or whatever. You know, it's like, you know, it's just the aura they carry. I knew it was going to happen. It's like I seen it before it happened, and it happened.
Now, how old was Clayton? You know? Do you know that?
Clayton. He was, at the time, 13.
And Michael?
They about that time, 18 or 19. All the rest of them big. Only Jason and Clayton was the two youngest ones.
Jason or which one? Because you didn't say Jason. You said Stacy.
No, I said Jason and Clayton was the youngest ones out there.
Oh, Jason, I'm so sorry, sweetie. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so stuck on these names. I'm so sorry. Okay. So, now let me ask you this, too. These kids are still walking around. They still go to school. Everything. Nobody's saying nothing.
Nothing. Still walking around free. And he's still laying down over there. I think it just crazy. I mean,
man.
I think it's crazy. I think it's sad. You know, it ain't cool like that.
Mm-mm. No.
You know, the way these
That's
people
not.
Is, you know, and then they wonder why we get angry when we fly off the handle. If you didn't mess with me, I wouldn't mess with you.
So you think Clayton was the one who probably lured your son?
Yeah, they got
young?
Him to lure him off.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. That's what I'm trying to figure. Okay, because he was that age.
Yeah, he that age. And probably got him to lure him off or whatever. And when they got him out of state, they done what they wanted to do to him.
Okay, now you said earlier about something that happened with what kid molested the young black girl?
That was Ronald King.
Ronald King, okay. Now, how long after your son talked to the detectives that happened?
Oh, it was a little while. It was like couple of years, probably.
Oh, that was
It was a couple
years.
Of years,
okay,
but
Friday.
I mean, you know, people still hold grudges. Cause I'll put it like this: if I told on somebody, and say I ended up in that jail with that same somebody that I told on. He got all these years. He ain't got nothing to lose. He can sit and wait a couple of years before he kill me or get me killed.
Yeah, and he got
the
so
patience.
Suspicious. Yeah, and it won't look so suspicious.
Yeah, you know. I mean, people do crime in every kind of way. And they think I'm stupid, but, you know, like I said, I spent a lot of time in jail. ain't ashamed of that. You know, yeah. I had to do what I had to do. You know what I'm saying? It's called survival. And, you know, it's like you said, they think I'm dumb. And
yeah,
I wasn't going to take this far as I took this.
Yeah, yep. They thought you were going to say, okay, you drowned, that was it. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I ain't too stupid to just keep going forward with it until I get at y'all and let y'all know I'm coming after you. I don't care. If I see a tattoo with Confederate flag, man, I'm liable to bust a face open.
No,
that's
don't
how
do
angry
that.
I am.
That,
don't do that.
No, because
I mean,
that
but look, you
got
to look at the fact. I've been doing this for a whole year with no response. A whole year. And it's like she said, you know, fuck that nigga.
Yeah.
Keeping it
that's
real.
Basically, yeah, that's basically what they said. That's why they buried him and got upset when you wanted to do the investigation. They got upset because they saying it's just another black kid. Oh, well, he drowned. When you know your son, you know your son better than anybody do. You know your son don't like water. So why would he be near water?
All day. Like I said, taking 2 minutes flat to take a bath. He would run that water right to his knees, his ankles, or whatever. It just goes so far, and he in and out that water 2 minutes flat. And I had to sniff him to make sure he clean.
Man.
And I'm dead serious
on that.
He
didn't like water.
He did not like water at all.
And if he didn't swim and he didn't go to no pool, that should tell you right there. That's a doggone flash right there.
He ain't never been in
a
pool in his life.
A boat? Come on. He ain't going to get in no boat. He ain't going to get in it voluntarily. Not if
hell,
he's
I
like
ain't
boat.
Getting in no boat. I mean, I can swim a little bit, but hell, you look at that pond. It was a big old gator in that pond.
Mm.
If you zoom in on that pond, you'll see him sticking his little head and nose up. It was a big gator. Come on, man.
So we down to 3 minutes, but I'm going to ask this question because I want to go back to this because I'm trying to clear it in my mind. Okay, when you saw your son's body, and I don't want to keep bringing it up to make you visualize it, but I'm trying to get something in my head. When you saw your baby's body, how did they have him? When you very first time you looked at him, how
the
did they have
him? Very first time I looked at him, he was laying there on that little old rollaway thing. And, hell, he had the sheet over him. And when I pulled the sheet, I asked him where his body part said. He was wide open. He was just wide open, nothing in him.
Wait a minute. You said that happened the first time?
For me?
Okay, you're saying that happened the very first time you put your eyes on him?
The very first time I put my eyes on him.
Oh, my God.
He didn't have no body parts.
Now, how long did you see him?
It took me 2 days to get back down there. No, a day and a half because I was on the express.
Oh, shoot.
When I got down there, then I told my sons to take me where he was murdered at and all that. The sheriff came and all that. Talking about we can't go back there. I cuss him out. We go back there anyway. You know, and then he going to try to tell me his little energy drink story, and I wasn't trying to hear that. And
The sheriff told you about the energy drink story?
Yeah.
What
you
the
know
sheriff
I wasn't trying to hear that. You see, and I think he the one probably tased my baby because he know who Jason is. They
hey,
making
guys,
it seem like
what?
They didn't even know Jason Smith.
Hey, you guys, guess what? We're running out of time. We're down to 1 minute. So what I want to do is, Mr. Bruce, we can continue this conversation again because we definitely need to keep talking to you. Ms. Connor, I want to thank you so much, okay?
Felita, can we pass on, Felita? Also, we'll have Mr. Smith will be on our show. Felita and I will be on Tuesday morning at 9:30 on www.kttp1110am.com. And that's at 9:30 Central Standard Time. For those anybody missing, he'll be on our regular radio show, but it's on the web at www.kttp1110am.com.
Well, thank you guys very much, Mr. Smith. I thank you.
Thank you.
I really, We're going to try our best. We need to start campaigning, getting this thing rolling, you guys. We
yes,
got
ma'am.
It. Okay. All right. So you guys
all
have
right.
a great night. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you again. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're
all right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.